Welcome.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Anthony. And this is the Introspection and Banter Podcast, or IMB for short.
I just accidentally almost knocked over my book stand of manga when I was introducing myself.
That's a great way to start episode one.
Oh, yeah, totally. Episode one, November. 28th of November, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, all the other nonsense. It was snowing over here where I'm at. It was snowing over there.
Yeah, yesterday it was snowing. I went out for a drink with one of my coworkers, and I'm inside at work all day, so I didn't notice, but went outside, my car was covered in a light flurry.
What we had today too, just a few light flurries. I'm not a big fan of the cold.
Neither am I, especially because it dries out my skin, and I don't have amazingly beautiful skin to begin with. So,
you know, the worst part for me is, you know, I have an ingrown toe, right?
Yeah.
I unpacked my Uggs earlier today because I found them.
Okay.
And they put too much pressure on the bad toe, so I cannot wear them at all.
I thought you were gonna say something about being a minority or something. You have really dry skin or something. I guess I was wrong there.
I do have really dry skin, but that's not the reason why.
Oh.
I hate the cold weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was your weekend, by the way?
My weekend. What the hell did I do? It was pretty good. I went out with my coworkers twice, and we went drinking. And although I wish I had a better time with them, it was still fun. The highlight though was, like I said yesterday, when I went out, me and my friend, he was hesitant about going out. I convinced him, and they had a 52-ounce drink that you had to split between at least two people. And the bartender's like, "What can I get for you guys?" And I immediately ask for this drink.
And what?
I drank most of it myself because he doesn't drink that much.
Wow.
I was sick when I left.
That's why drinking's bad for you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, try to take a break now. How was yours, though?
The highlight of my weekend was getting out of work early on Thanksgiving. And by early, I mean 4 o'clock.
Oh, wait, you worked on Thanksgiving?
So this week I worked from Wednesday to Sunday.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving I was working. I worked on Black Friday. What's Saturday called? Small Business Saturday. And I work today. Thank God I'm not working for Monday.
So you did not work Thanksgiving?
No, I did work Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. Why are they open?
We're open every day of the year. I work
That's dumb.
I literally every day of the year.
Christmas?
I guess people yeah. Christmas Day we're open.
That's stupid. Don't you work at a toy store, video game shop?
Yeah, what better last minute gift than a video game, because freaking Amazon's taking too long to deliver your present. You know?
That is whack.
I gotta go to the Christmas party, but I don't got anything. Pop into game shop real quick. The one day we're not open is New Year's Day. Not New Year's Eve. New Year's Day.
Oh, just the day. Oh, yeah. I'm sure everyone's too drunk or something.
Mm-hmm. It's also the reason why I think we also leave early on New Year's Eve, simply because we don't want drunk driving accidents.
Ah, okay. I guess that's a good enough of a reason.
Yeah.
What's funny though is I thought my work was bad because I was going to say my only day off this week was Thanksgiving.
Your only day off was Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was Thanksgiving, yes. I worked 4 days or something, had Thanksgiving off, then worked another 2 days.
You work at a brewery, don't you?
Yes. And restaurant.
Oh, it's both.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Mm.
And to be honest, not much beer is actually brewed at my job. Like, I know some is, but, like, they just have two brewers come in and, like, they just brew the beer. It's not like I help with that at all.
Yeah, I, when it comes to, like, working on Thanksgiving, at least there's not a lot of people coming in and out.
That's, yeah, makes sense.
Funny enough, this year during Black Friday,
yeah,
we did not get a lot of traffic like we usually do, and I think it's because my store has finally cemented itself as the one store that does not have Black Friday sales in my city.
Really?
It finally gained that reputation, yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah,
I'm guessing a bunch of people had to have called, though.
No. Like, not really? Even. That's what really surprised me is that no one called about Black Friday sales or anything. I think we've really did it. We finally cemented ourselves as the one store selling overpriced shit with no Black Friday sales. And I'm proud. Because that means I don't have to, like, fucking deal with people on those days. Sense. Oh, my God. Like, last year on Black Friday was fucking abysmal, dude. Many people calling. Then the other thing too is they want to argue with you. Is like, well, you got Black Friday deals. I'm like, do I look like the store owner? I'm not the store owner. I'm just the guy who sits behind the counter to sell shit to you.
I mean, sometimes I feel like that at work.
Or like the worst part is. Sorry, go on.
Oh, I was gonna say like I'm just a server assistant, all right? So I run them food, I bus tables, and like. Sometimes they'll ask me for something like, can I put an order in with you? Or like, can you give me another beer or something? And I'm just like, that's not my, literally not my job. so I just say like, I'll find your server.
Yeah, they're asking, can I place my order with you? Instead of saying, I want this.
I mean, they don't specifically ask to place their order with me, but they're like, oh yeah, I want to order like something else. And I'm just like, I can't do that.
And the other
Even
thing
if I knew how, I still wouldn't.
There are people at my job who like don't understand that just because GameStop has sales doesn't mean the price of video games have gone down.
Like, really?
Universally.
Yeah.
So, GameStop had some ridiculous sales this year. Like, yeah. Games that came out like last month, they're still going for like 60 and shit, were dropped to like $20 and stuff like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think like NBA and shit was like $20. Okay. And things like that. I know, like, Vanguard, I think, was, like, $30, even though it, like, came out earlier in the month. Then also, I think for certain games, even new ones, like, you buy certain specific items where, like, if you buy two, which were on sale, by the way, you buy two, get another one free. And it's not, and these were, like, brand new items, not just, like, used stuff, things like that. I don't know, GameStop always has, like, some really ridiculous thing going on, but this year I think they, like, I'm trying to remember last year's sales, but I don't know, like, I think this year they really went over above and beyond, which led to like a lot of people complaining, like, this game's $20 at GameStop, and it's like, you have to stop yourself from like saying, well, then maybe you should go to GameStop.
go to GameStop.
Yeah, oh, what's that, you don't want to pay the fare to go downtown?
I guess you gotta pay the extra
$40.
I think it's funny how much, like, priority people sometimes think they have. And, like, it's like, bro, you really don't. The customer isn't always right. And hell, if you think the customer is always right, you're probably working the wrong job.
90% of the time, the customer is wrong. PB, it's true. Look, customers have, like, a really big, like, what's ego? It called? Yeah, ego. They think they're really hot shit. Like, I'm never coming back here. Gonna be like, good riddance.
Yeah, I mean, certainly not all of them. I've had, like, joyful games. No.
I have a couple of regulars that I love, like, seeing every time they come in, talking the shit for a bit. I was, like, explaining to one guy who's a regular, always constantly buying Yu-Gi-Oh cards in my shop. He asked me how my Thanksgiving was, and I was like, yeah, I literally just got home after work, grabbed some food, laid back in my bed, and played, like, Shin Megami Tensei 5 for the rest of the day. That was the highlight of my week and weekend and my Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. especially since that meant I didn't have to cook for the next few days because all the leftovers were still in the fridge. You didn't invite? Did you invite anyone over for Thanksgiving, Antoine?
I did not. Well, no, I didn't. My Thanksgiving plans. So, like, I stayed at home because I didn't want to drive back to, like, my parents.
Yeah.
So, I didn't go anywhere because, like, I wasn't invited anywhere. And I was going to hang out with my buddy, Jam, who I talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Except he found out, like, his parents were still doing something because, like, they weren't going to because his mom had COVID. And then, like, I guess they still decided to do something. I don't really know how it all worked. So I just chilled at home. But I did, my fraternity had a Brosgiving, like Friendsgiving sort of thing. That was awesome. Like we were singing songs, playing music. Like it was a riot. Food was delicious. Hadn't seen like some of these people in months.
That's a great name.
Brosgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah,
really I think good. The sorority calls theirs like a sister's giving or something like that.
I see, that's not as cool.
Wow. Would you ask me about specifically? Like, I don't remember. You just asked what I did. Oh, no, yes, if I invite anyone over. Yeah. Yeah, me and Jan were going to hang out. That was about it.
Yeah, I like my thing. My thing is, my sister's working overnight. I was working there. My mom is in a wheelchair, and my grandma's just my grandma. So that's literally the only people I'm. At my Thanksgiving, no big family elaborate dinner, just literally I made pork today and some extra rice and potatoes. That was
told me to invite my brother over though.
What happened?
My roommates told me they were like, you should invite your brother up so you guys can like do your own Thanksgiving dinner.
How was your brother, by the way?
Oh, he's pretty good. He drove back to college today. I was talking to him like a couple hours before I talked to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I think sometimes he gets like annoyed. Like, he probably likes coming home to like for like break and stuff. But I think like coming home from break after a while can like get annoying.
I feel you. I got to a point when I was over staying at campus with you. That, like, during the holidays, I kind of did not want to travel back
home. You were trying to, like, stay home for Christmas, weren't you?
I there was one Christmas where I straight up was trying to come up with every excuse to just stay in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Instead of traveling back to New Jersey. And ultimately, I ended up still going.
Was it only for a couple of days, though?
Well, like, normally, yeah, I would leave, like... Like as soon as like break starts, but this one I literally only stayed for like a few days.
Yeah,
I think I traveled on the 23rd. I think.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, you remember when your dad gave you a whole turkey?
Did he give me a whole turkey?
Yeah, because Kay cooked it.
Yeah, he did. He did give me a whole damn turkey.
I was not there for it, but I remember like some of that.
Yeah, I remember now. My father did give me a whole ass turkey for some reason. I was like, yeah, thanks. I don't know how to cook this. I don't know where I would put this in my house. But thanks. I'm just glad Kay was our roommate who actually knew how to cook.
Yeah, dude would cook quite often, but like...
He did not cook quite often, but when he did cook, divine... Soul food.
Okay, I don't remember how often he cooked, but like, yeah, he like his cooking was like decently well. Bro, oh my gosh, yo, what about when I invited you over? You were like, you know, for a white man, you cook pretty well.
I was like, damn, Anthony, you actually have spices in your kitchen and seasoning. The first time I've seen a white man cook like, with seasoning. What?
Oh my gosh. What I think's funny is that's the sort of shit you can say to your friends.
Yeah. Well, you're like, damn, son, you have a spice, right?
It's like, what? Ain't ever seen this in a white man's house. White man's house before.
My current house right now looks like what a white man's house would be. Because there's like nothing in the cupboards yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just recently moved, you know, so.
Yeah.
Everything's in boxes. I did find, like, the greatest discovery was, like, on Wednesday, because my grandma was like, well, how am I supposed to cook, like, the pernil without, like, anything? I was like, hold on a second, give me a knife. And I, like, had to scavenge through boxes. I was like, here, found some adobo. That's all you need, baby. And I gave it to her.
So it's like everything spice.
That is the the Hispanics everything spice, yeah.
That it's like shit on everything.
You really do. Like I literally just made some tuna for my sister.
Yeah.
I put that shit in there. In the tuna, yeah. While making it. You really do put that shit on everything when you are Hispanic. It's like the go-to. That your cornflakes need some flavor, you put some adobo on it.
Oh my god. No, are you kidding me? Cornflakes? Bro, I can't eat cereal. That's too spicy.
Oh, man. I to get it, like, you know, like, that's a funny stereotype of, like, the white people can handle spice. And I thought that's what it was for, like, the longest. It just as, like, a dumb stereotype that's not real, right? Until I went to Buffalo Wild Wings with one of my other friends.
Yeah. And isn't there, like, some sort of, like, generational thing about it?
I don't know about that.
I don't know either. Just, like, I figured maybe, like, other cultures, like, eat a lot more spicy food or something.
I think that is true. I think white people just, like, Europeans historically just have weaker, had used weaker spices compared to, like, everyone else.
Yeah.
I know for a fact when I took one of my white friends to Buffalo Wild Wings, I noticed that he could not go past the barbecue. Not spicy barbecue by any chance, just barbecue. Literally just barbecue was too spicy for him. And I was like, okay, dude.
Oh, you know what I just realized? We need to get Kay on here as a guest.
That is true. We do need Kay on here as a guest. You can tell us some stories from Washington, D.C.
He's living in Washington State right now. But yeah, I'm sure he could tell us about the DMV.
He can also talk to us about his cooking skills.
True that.
But my guy, barbecue, too much for this white man. And I was like, damn, the stereotype is true.
I love if it was like sweet barbecue.
It wasn't even that. It was just normal barbecue. With a high glaze. It was just normal barbecue.
Just barbecue.
Maybe it didn't help that he was hanging out with like a Guyanese guy, and another Hispanic. Because we kept going up like the different levels of spiciness until we got to the max one. By the time we got to the max, like spicy chicken, I forgot what it was called at that time. There was only two of us left. Me,
y'all were like going up the chain.
We were. It was me and my good Guyanese friend. Let's call him P Chan. My God, that chicken! When I put it in my mouth, it touched the right side of my mouth, and I went deaf in my right ear for like a few seconds.
Oh,
that's how hot it was.
So when I went out with my coworkers two nights ago, The one was like, hey, you want to split an appetizer with me? Like an appetizer tray? And I was like, yeah, what is it, like $8 each? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, let's get some wings. And he's like, what sauce should we go with? I saw there was one on there called Ghostface Killa. And I was like, Ghostface Killa? Like, I didn't really, like, I saw it was spicy, but I just really liked the name. We ordered it on the side because we didn't want them drenched in it. We didn't know how hot it was going to be. And I dipped a wing like decently well in it, right? And I eat this wing, bro. Oh, bro, I went pale. Like I was like, that is so hot. it was very hot.
Yeah, it do be like that. I tried the ghost pepper sauce from Wendy's the other day.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? There's a Wendy's like a block away from me.
Try it. Like I liked it, but it was like
like chicken nuggets, right?
That's what I got. I got it with chicken nuggets. Sweet.
To be honest, I usually get the sweet and sour sauce.
Sweet and sour?
Yeah.
Sweet and sour is okay.
Funny enough, depending on where I go, I get a different sauce. Sweet and sour. If I go to KFC, finger licking good. Chick-fil-A sauce. Arby's honey mustard.
And like each restaurant has its like special like recipe, so.
That's true.
I mean, Chick-fil-A literally is like a special recipe.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sauce. To be fair, KFC's finger licking good sauce, I'm pretty sure that's like a secret recipe of some sort as well.
I like the fact that there was a time period, I think, earlier in this year or maybe last year, where those sauces were in low stock because
what? There Chick-fil-A was not, sauce.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sauce was in low stock where they were limiting how many you can get because
you
they
might
just
have heard about that.
They just weren't producing them at like max capacity, like the capacity, like the production wasn't like high enough, so there was not enough supply to meet the demand. Yeah. So they had to like ration it out.
Do you like Chick-fil-A sauce? Like, do you get it?
I get it, but like I don't really go to Chick-fil-A that much. My sister loves it though.
So when I like it a lot too, and it's the most disappointing thing when you open the bag and there's like one or two Chick-fil-A sauces and you have like so many nuggets and french fries. It's like, excuse me? Like, bro, I gotta ration this out between 20 nuggets?
My sister was stockpiling it.
Really?
Yeah, so like there was an alcove in my fridge where like she just had like a bunch of Chick-fil-A sauce packets.
I bet she was excited when they started selling it in stores.
Oh yeah, she started buying the bottle.
Yeah, I'm like meant to buy it in the store. I just like haven't like thought about it. I actually don't even eat that much like chicken nuggets at home, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's like the weird thing, you know, Chick-fil-A sauce wasn't the only thing too that like started to like disappear.
What the hell? This is like some big conspiracy going on.
Well, the obvious thing is like electronics are also hard because of the chip shortage right now.
Yeah.
The amount of times I have to say we don't have PS5s at my job is if I had a nickel for like every time someone said it, asked that question, I could probably pay off my student loans.
Is it daily?
Yeah, it's daily. It is, especially now since like Christmas time. So like there's a chip shortage, obviously, but then also like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, I think for a time could not, like, they ran out of like the refresher flavors. You know, those refresher teas. Yeah, they had them in low stock because again they just weren't producing them enough to like send them out to like every store, which was weird.
Why in demand?
The funny thing is, I think I read something about Baskin-Robbins also going through the same issue, not with the ice cream, but with, like, the cups and spoons that they use. They also didn't have a lot cups of them in stock. Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Things are going up in price because of it. You know what's really going up in price? Freaking cigarettes, too. Like, I don't know.
How much
I think
are they? Is it 11 bucks pack?
So a Newport's at my job is, like, $10.75.
$10.75. I figured I was close.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, we now have a lot more people buying them at my shop because, I guess, people in New York, it's really high in New York now because in New York, I think there's, like, you got the federal tax, but you also got, like, New York City tax as well on top of that.
Yeah.
So they go here, but now we have people coming in, buying, like, a bunch, and then we don't see them for, like, maybe half a month, like, couple weeks until they run out and they come back to buy them in my shop. It's like, it's getting ridiculous. You know what it is? I think part of it's also like the national, I think there was a tobacco tax increase recently. I know New Jersey also, I don't know about Pennsylvania, but New Jersey also started like regulating when they can have discounts. Like, we're not allowed, like the companies are no longer allowed to make those like special promotions on their packs where it's like, oh, this pack's 75% off, 75 cents off and things like that. They're no longer allowed to do that in New Jersey. Jersey also no longer allows you to sell flavored what's that shit called? I already forget it. Vape juice or whatever it's called.
Vape juice. Okay.
Yeah, flavored ones are no longer allowed in where I live. Which is funny because apparently no one told us that. All right, you know what it was? I think they passed the law like right before everything shut down, so like it never really got put into place or like enforced. And now, since everything opened back up, they still weren't enforcing it until like 2 weeks ago when they decided to just be like, "By the way, that's illegal. If you don't take that shit down, we're gonna give you like a fine."
That makes sense. Yeah. I know, like in southwestern, like I know in like West Virginia, they sell cigarettes and like tobacco in general cheaper than in like Pennsylvania and probably New Jersey.
I think you know what it is? Part of it is because we also have local taxes, not just federal. Everyone has to pay federal tax, but then also there's like local. Certain cities and states like put more because they want to like have less people smoke.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they... I can't believe how high they are, though. Like, they're like $5 a pack.
It's getting really ridiculous now. I had a guy complain about it. He said cigarette prices should be lowering now because everything's going down.
Honestly, it makes me happier I don't smoke.
Yeah. I don't think I told you that story about the guy who came into my job the other day claiming he was from the city. Here's one thing I learned about people is that they apparently don't understand how the free market works. Just because candy is like a 75 cent at one store doesn't mean it's going to be 75 cents in every store.
I mean, yeah.
This guy went on a rant saying gas is down, so everything needs to go down. I work for the city. Cigarettes, you keep making it higher, you shouldn't be higher, should be lower, I'm gonna get you in trouble, blah, blah, blah. Really annoying shit at the end of the day.
Oh, aren't you just the cashier or something?
I'm just the cashier, and two, shut the fuck up because you don't work for the city. You're the homeless guy that lives down the corner. I know you. It's, I don't know. I live in a really terrible place for like a shop because of all the crazy people that come in.
It's understandable.
Yeah. Like, it's like when it comes to like homeless people in my city, it's like you either got like normal people and then you have the batshit insane people. Like, I was closing up shop earlier today, and as I'm closing across the street, there's a homeless dude sitting on a chair just yelling at air. Like, having a full on argument with nothing but thin air, making gestures and whatnot, and pointing at just something that's not there and arguing it.
Believe me, DC and New York City, those places like freak me out with some of the nut jobs there. I can't imagine like other places like Miami or Los Angeles.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really annoying. The worst part is like when they enter your shop. The thing is, not only just the homeless people, it's just people in my city in general are just
fucking enter your shop something. Just because they have nothing better to do.
There's one homeless guy who has nothing better to do than to talk for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
The problem is he's also like, I guess he wants to seem like he's smart sometimes. So he'll purposely like just talk about shit. Sometimes it's like extremely wrong, but he'll present to like it's a factual argument, or he'll say something very basic that everyone knows, but present to like it's some like unheard of fact that no one else knows, and he's the one who knows it. It's really weird sometimes.
Wear a tinfoil hat too.
Not so much as a conspiracy theorist guy, just like stupid shit. Like, he saw me with like foot warmers the other day. You know, it's like ones you can buy and put in your shoes to like warm your feet. The ones that like use like oxidization to like heat up and things like that. And explained to me that the way how they work is that when they stop giving heat, you have to throw it out. As if that wasn't like common sense. I don't know.
Have you ever used the reusable ones?
I've used no, I haven't. I haven't used.
I got some of them as like a present one time, and you can like they. I don't know, there's like it's like a liquid, and there's like a metal tab, and you like push on the metal tab, and then it makes it like
reaction.
Makes the whole thing solidify, and it emits heat. Probably some chemical reaction that I could not understand.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's oxidization.
Yeah. Well, then, to get it to go back to normal, you have to boil it. That's probably the annoying part about it, though, is that you have to boil it. Because I'm way too lazy to do that.
Do you get crazy people at your job?
No, I do not. Well, maybe Karens. Like, we don't get, like, these crazy people that speaking to thin air, but we might get the occasional Karen or something. We're very bougie people because I live in, like... Where I work is a lot of rich old people and stuff like that. And it's right next to a theme park. So a very big touristy area. And I remember one time these women came in and I mean, I work at a brewery, and they asked if server if we had any non-alcoholic beer. It's like, excuse me?
Do they have the haircut?
What haircut? A Karen haircut?
Yeah.
What, these women? I don't think so. But
like, I don't get a lot of Karens. I do get like the opposite of Karen, like the very chill black grandmas.
Oh yeah.
Who call you honey all the time?
That is amusing. Oh yeah.
Great. Yeah.
I got another good one too. Like earlier we were talking about like, people that are like cool and stuff at our work. Like sometimes the other day I went to take food to this table and I saw as I was walking over, they all like clank glasses. I was like, oh, they must have, you know, be doing a cheers. Maybe they just did a toast. So as I dropped the food off, I was like, oh, did I miss the toast? And the one woman, I was kind of wondering if she was drunk because she actually like started talking to me. She's like, oh yeah. Like, what's your name, honey? Or something like that. I was like, Tony. And then like as I was walking away, she's like, well, that's your real name. I think the one dude was probably her son or something. Was like, I mean, yeah, it's probably his name, Mom. This isn't a strip club. It's not like he's going by another name.
Little did he know that wasn't your real name.
I mean, yes, technically speaking, it was not my real name. When she came out, I was like, it is my real name. I mean,
she was on to you.
Okay, I will answer to it. Thank you very much.
She's been stalking you for the last week. She was on to you.
Oh, one time I was stacking glasses at the bar, and this woman, like, who was definitely like 50 years old or so, was like talking to me, but it was in a very sensual way. She's like, oh. "Like, oh, like, how long have you been working here?" And I was like, 3 months. She's like, "Oh, really?" I was like, "You here with anyone?" She's like, "No, by myself."
I see that you shouldn't have asked that.
And then I was like, oh, okay, what are you drinking? I am so unused to people actually talking to me at work.
Same.
I was like, And yeah, she was like, oh, I'm drinking rosé. And I was like, this lady needs to be cut off. It's...
Oh, that's funny.
I was like waiting for her to like ask me to join her or something after work. And then, like, I kept looking over at the bar. I was like, is she still there? Because, like, honestly, I mean, she's got some money. I could be, like,
sugar baby.
What's the opposite of a, like, sugar mom or sugar dad? Yeah, sugar baby? Is that it?
Sugar baby, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun time, though.
I don't know. I never get flirtatious solicitations at work.
I'm a cutie. I can't help it. And I got a sick ass.
I got one once while I was opening gates, like the window gates.
Yes.
From like a car, like some older woman. No, I think it was her niece. Her niece just said, my aunt thinks you're cute. And I was like, damn, your aunt needs to get her eyes checked. I'm like ugly as fuck. Just randomly.
Hey, you can pull ants. Pull ants, man.
Nah, dude.
Ants right there with MILFs.
That is true. Like, there's the MILF, and then there's, like, the, how would you pronounce that? Elf?
What?
Elf?
The elf.
I don't know.
The elf. I don't think MILF, I don't think they actually have to be a mother. Like, they just have to, like, sort of have the figure and, like, the age, stuff like that. It's more of a
characteristic. There's a streamer who, like, his whole, like, thing, he's a professor or whatever, he explains different topics.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
He explained why a MILF does not need to be an actual mother.
Yeah, he makes all sorts of... I found him on TikTok, and then I was like, wow, this guy's, just, like, videos are actually pretty good.
I found them because
of... randomness, like, oh, this is, like the science of traps or something. I was like, I didn't ask, but... Honestly,
I'm intrigued. So go on, sir. The science behind traps.
Did you plan on buying anything over like Black Friday?
Did I?
Well, not Black Friday, but I just mean with the deals going on in general.
Honestly, there's a few things. Well, right now I'm debating. There's something I want to purchase, not necessarily because of Black Friday, but something I want to purchase.
Yeah.
I want to get I wasn't able to get the Fall of Man edition of Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah.
And I really want that demon handbook, the art book of all the demons that they have. And I keep seeing them go up on eBay, and I just never buy them, but I kind of want to. And I'm debating whether or not to get one. They're like, I think right now going for like 70, 60, like 70.
Like, if they're nice.
I do cool. Like art books. I still have, I got the Fire Emblem Three Houses one.
Yeah.
Then I got like the, when I bought the 30th anniversary of Fire Emblem, Shadow Dragon, and the Blade of Light release, it also came with like a book that had, it was not really only an art book, but it had extra stuff, but it was mostly art towards the end.
I also got buying the Persona 5 one. I did not though.
Penis Demon Daddy on a chariot.
Yes.
The what's it called? They changed the angel design in the latest game, I think, by the way.
Didn't you show me?
She is no longer safe for work. She is no longer like a flex tape ad. She is now like a mechanical doll.
No longer like a BDSM kinky
girl. Yeah. You know, Bible discussion and study meetings, I think is the quote from the fucking mobile game.
Really?
You know, in DDX2 Liberation, they have, I think that's what it's called. They have a section where you can write comments about demons and whatnot. And it was intended for, like, people to give their thoughts about demon play styles, like, reviews about, like, this demon and whatnot. Instead, people just fucking use it to, like, post random bullshit about something. Especially over, like, the female demons. They're always, like, fucking saying shit about them. Fucking Angel literally is, like, BDSM mommy. And then there's that, like, one
I believe post it
is. Where it's, like, yes, my BDSM mom. Bible discussion and study meetings. I like the new design though. It's like a mechanical ball. I have one actually. I recently just fused one.
Start asking for Christmas stuff yet?
Well, I'm getting. I know my father's giving me like a desk for Christmas because I need one for my new room.
I thought that earlier.
I did mention that earlier that I want a new desk for Christmas. I want to get like an actual PC. By the end of next year, you know?
That's enough for Christmas. At some point, I should just get one. But I want to save up a lot of money before I do that. So,
yeah.
I asked for jewelry, though, for my mother. And asked for a typewriter because I told her, I was like, yeah, sometimes I like writing poems and I'd like to be able to like have them typed out and then frame them, give them to people.
Do you like typing out your writing? Because I know we both do some writing. Do you prefer like handwriting shit, or do you like actually like typing it out?
Don't have good enough calligraphy that I would want to write it out. I think I could get there, but yeah, I want to say typing it out. Well, yeah. That's a tough one, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, like, I don't like writing my shit out simply because eventually it's going to be on a computer anyway.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just open up Google Docs and just switch like to Courier font and just start writing there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I also just type it out. I used to do like handwritten like writing, but that was like back when I was like 15 or something, 14.
Do you, I don't know if I've asked you this before. Do you keep a journal still, by any chance?
Of what?
Well, just journal. Like, I say, like, a lot. Like, every single, like, creative writing class I've ever taken, high school or college, they always mention you should keep a journal. And things like that.
I don't think I have any kind of journal right now.
Every time I try to start, like, do one, I never, like, end up continuing it afterwards.
Neither did I. I was also, like, a lot of the teachers I had, like, had different stuff. Like, I've had teachers, like, tell us, like, yeah, I just want you to write in it for, like, 5 minutes every day or something like that. And I've also had teachers who, and besides, a lot of the reason I had journals for these classes is they wanted us to, like, take notes or something. I'm trying to think if I often had a journal I used exclusively for personal and or creative writing, but I don't think so.
No.
Would have been cool.
Yeah. Would have been real cool. I know we were, since we're on the topic of writing, I sent you a few like posts from this one Tumblr blog I follow.
Writing prompts?
Writing prompts. You've seen them, right?
Yeah, I read the ones you sent me.
Yeah.
I responded to them.
Did you really? I glossed over that. Hold on. Let me open up Messenger and look at that.
Okay.
Did you like it?
What?
Did you like any of them? Yeah.
I thought the one was interesting. I remember that. The one I said, like, I mean, this is a cool concept, but, like, I don't know what I would do with it personally. The one about, like, two people who are immortal. Or, like, what the one's immortal, the other just one. Other one reincarnates. Like, I don't know, like, what I would do with that.
Yeah, that would make for an interesting, like, interesting story. For just purely like comedic purposes, I really loved the other one. Was like an adventuring party where each member hates the rest of the party, defeats the Dark Lord with the power of hatred rather than friendship. That would be great for like an adult like cartoon show. I just like,
yes.
Like it would be like the perfect plot for that. Speaking of adult fantasy cartoons, have you heard of like the shit behind like High Guardian Spice? Or have you heard
of? Like, not sure what you're talking about, actually.
So Crunchyroll apparently produced their own like anime or whatever called High Guardian Spice, something like that. Apparently everyone hates it. And I've been looking at clips of it online and seeing like what people were saying about it. My God, does that show look pretty bad? It looks like a low budget like cartoon that maybe a small group of people made.
I'll watch this.
But then like the fact of the matter is Crunchyroll makes you pay a bunch of money to let me not say that. Crunchyroll makes you pay to watch it. And it's
or not, like you just have to be subscribed to the like Crunchyroll or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of people are saying like it's not really worth it. Apparently, like the audio
it looks like shit.
Yeah, it looks like shit. The audio is terrible. Like not only is the acting terrible, at sometimes the direction is bad. I think it's mostly the voice directing is really bad.
Look at this thing. It says Americans suck at anime. It's like a thumbnail for the show. Yeah. Like someone talking about it.
Apparently, at one point it was. I don't know if it's still like this, but apparently, even like the anime pirating websites, they weren't like carrying it because it was just that bad. But I think the most egregious of it, is the fact that they use a low res like PNG image of a lamppost instead of drawing one. And it's two things. Like first they use the PNG image, not that bad, but then they use a low res one. And it's just like you can obviously tell. Same with like the a scene where they have bread, and it's just like, what is this animation?
Some of the scenes they just randomly use like
PNGs from the internet. Yeah, but
stop later.
You know what?
How bad this is, or something.
You know, we should totally like watch it together just to like see how bad it is, see if it's as bad as people say it is, and if it deserves that much like hatred. People hate it. Like if people are really talking about how bad it is, it's really
bad. They're not offering it on these pirating sites.
I assume that's changed. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can find it. Because I'm not paying for Crunchyroll Premium.
you don't watch Star Wars, or do you?
Star Wars, not really. I've been meaning to get into like. I want to watch the animated one.
Did you see Star Wars Visions?
Visions?
Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about Clone Wars?
I'm talking about Bad Batch. No, I've seen Clone Wars a long time ago. I'm talking about Bad Batch.
Oh. Bad Batch. I know that's a thing because I have Disney Plus and like I saw it on there. So Bad Batch, I didn't really know what it was. It didn't pique my interest either, just seeing it. Do you know what Star Wars Visions is?
I do not.
Look it up. It's pretty cool. I'm like four episodes in. I've been enjoying it quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each episode is animated differently. and really? They're all a different story, and they're actual like anime style.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
Yeah, the first episode is like a samurai, and they make it like very serious, like drawn faces, and it's black and white.
I know. As far as Bad Batch, I saw my father was watching it in Spanish on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And what's it called? Apparently, it follows like a group of clones that are bad clones. Like they're badly made, so they're different from like the other clones. And it just follows their group.
Interesting.
Yeah. I did not watch like a lot of it. Other than Star Wars, have you watched anything else? Like lately?
Star Wars? Lately? I'm on the third season. No, I'm on the fourth season of Attack on Titan. Like the first episode or so. Like, no, nah, more like episode two or three, but I think you get the point. Not really watched anything else that I can think of show-wise. At some point, my roommate wants me to watch Game of Thrones. I also want to watch Tokyo Godfather. No, what was it called? Tokyo.
Tokyo Godfathers?
Yeah, is that the name of it?
That's a movie.
Yeah, no, I want to watch it for the Christmas season. You ever watched it? No, I watched it.
I thought we watched it together.
We lived together.
Yeah.
Yes. I've seen that movie like many times.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Sometimes I like watching stuff because of the holiday season.
You know, I'm saying that, but I also just finished rewatching Deep Space Nine for like the third time.
Wow. See? There you go.
So I guess I can't really blame you. I'm trying to think of like, I'm watching Preacher right now. I think I'm on the third season.
Preacher. Is it an A&E show?
Yeah. AMC, but yeah.
AMC about a priest and it's like the apocalypse.
Well, he has like the power, like he has the power to control people with his voice.
Okay.
And I think
hit by a parasite or something?
Yeah, it's called Genesis, and it goes into his body and it gives him the power to like talk, like whatever he says a command, like you have to follow it to the best of your ability. It's interesting. It's funny. It's based off a comic, an old comic.
Okay, no, I like know about it a little bit because I remember when they were showing it on AMC.
I've been meaning to read the comic as well, but started watching it. It was pretty good, pretty funny. Hitler's in it.
Like, what do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean Hitler's in it? Like
Adolf Hitler is one of the characters on the show.
Like, how and or why?
So it involves going to hell. And they meet Hitler there. And my God, is Hitler such a great character when they first introduce him?
Is that a fact?
Oh my God, I don't want to spoil it because I think you really should watch it. But my God, Hitler's great. And that's a sentence I never thought I would say before in my life. But you know what? Hitler is great. I can't wait for that to get taken out of context. Gonna be a bad day for me.
Just that part. Yeah. Like a snippet of a podcast that just Gabe's like, oh, like just ranting about how much he loves Hitler.
You make it.
Anyway, you got anyone else? Saddam Hussein?
Nah, just Hitler.
Oh, okay.
Hitler. I was gonna say we make a clip. There's just that clip, and it's like it's just like Gabe rants about how much he loves Hitler. Oh. You gotta watch Preacher, though.
What's it on?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay. I might be able to watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu, or you can watch it on the internet for free.
Have you seen, there's like another one, like about like Samurai or something. I can't remember what it's called. Like,
which one?
It's an AMC show. It's like something.
Something
maybe not about samurai, but like some sort of blades or like fighting.
Don't know.
Gosh, I can't think of it.
The whole AMC section on Hulu, I could probably find
it. The Badlands, maybe?
You know what? I think I saw one episode of that when it first came out, and then I never watched another one again. Not because I remember it being bad or anything, but just because I just wasn't interested in it.
Yeah, it's reasonable enough. I've had so many people tell me to watch random ass shows that I
you don't end up watching.
Oh yeah, what's a
What's that one anime you keep trying to make me watch, but I refuse to at this point, just out of spite?
Death Note?
Death Note, yeah.
Missing out.
I probably will end up watching it. I also have to finish Hunter, or rather catch up on Hunter x Hunter.
And that one even over? Like, is
no.
I heard, like, the artist, like, keeps taking, or the creator, like, keeps taking, like, hiatuses or something, and, like, didn't he, like, remake some of the old stuff?
I don't know. All I know is I started watching the series, and I stopped for a while, and it's, like, still ongoing, so I'm like, I gotta catch up, but I'm too lazy to. I still gotta finish. Well, I guess now we're on the anime portion of the podcast. I gotta also finish Serial Experiments Lane. I never got around to finishing that.
That one's good.
It really is, though. Love the, like, the beginning.
My partner is, like, wondering, like, is it good?
It's good. It's good. If you say otherwise, I'm kicking you off right now.
Yeah. I still need to finish One Piece. I'm on episode 1.
Good luck.
Like my one friend actually watches One Piece quite a bit, and like he'll tell me like how much he really enjoys it. And I asked him, I was like, I want a serious answer. How much of One Piece is filler? Like, as long as it is, and he said like 5% or something. I was like, you're being like, we're having a 100% conversation right now. You're telling me it is only maybe 5% filler. He said, I promise you. I was like, I'm not gonna argue with that.
God damn, that's a lot.
I was like, man, once he told me that, I was like, holy shit, man, I might have to watch One Piece. If, like, as good as he says it is, and it's, like, that long, and only 5% of it is filler, that's whack.
Yeah. You're planning on reading anything new, though?
Manga-wise? Or, yeah, like, manga-wise. You talking books in general?
Both.
I have, like, a collection. Like, I have written down of stuff that I want to read. Like, because I used to have an app for manga on my phone, and I barely read any of them. I read Prison School and a couple others, but yeah, there were like a lot. But there's a lot I do want to read. Like, Vagabond, I heard that one's pretty good. Berserk, I want to read that one. But, I just never got around to them.
Yeah.
In terms for actual books, though, I have plenty of books that I own that I want to read. Some are like entertaining, and some are like actual educational books that I got in school that I was like, I want to read this at some point.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We're reaching that we're like ending mark, by the way, Antoine. You want to? Yeah, anything else you want to say?
Well, once we get the email set up and stuff like that, after this episode. Hopefully, if you guys want to send some input, you can do that to our email. I don't think I got much else. I think this was a decent first episode. I think it could have been better. Decent, though.
Yeah.
Pick better topics next time.
The journey begins with a single step.
That's true. It does begin with a single step. If there's any sponsors out there, I will quit my job. On the dime. If there is a sponsor out there, I don't care what you're sponsoring, like how much you're like, oh, you're giving me $1 to sponsor you guys on here? I will quit my job immediately. If you give me that dollar, or any signed contract is completed.
Well, that was it for this podcast. I'm Gabe.
I'm Anthony.
And here's to awkward beginnings. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.